Yeah, a little bit.
I got a little bit. I think my laugh kind of concealed it. What up, peeps?
What up?
Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I'm one of your hosts, Gabrielle, joined by my husband,
Chad.
And co-host.
That's right. Chad. I feel like, you know, it's so interesting. If when I say my name, does it sound like I say anything else?
Say it again.
Chad.
No, I hear Chad. I also know that it's Chad.
I know, but I've literally had, what's the one that I always get at places, like at Starbucks if I order or something like that, and the name on there will be wrong.
What is the name?
What is that name? I'm trying to remember what the one is, like the normal one.
It's interesting.
I've gotten Chet before.
Chet?
Yeah. Like Chet.
Okay. Chet.
Chad, what's the one?
You talk very fast.
Like, I talk fast, though, yeah.
It's the funniest thing to me when Babe has to give out, like, an address or his phone number or something. I'm like, do you really expect these people to get it? That he rattles it off so quick. Hey. I'm like, it's not a race. Like,
oh, it's a race.
They got to understand what you're saying.
No, it's like, a race.
It is not a race. Speaking of names, it's funny. I was talking about this with Shauna and Missy this weekend. We were talking about how, like, people... It's always interesting how people will hear you say your name and then they will say it differently or kind of like correct you. You probably don't have that problem, but it's just interesting. Like, you learn how comfortable people are, how uncomfortable or privileged they see, like when they try to say your name and they don't get it right. Like, I get it all the time because it's Gabrielle, not Gabrielle. But I'll literally say Gabrielle. Oh, Gabrielle? So you think I said my name wrong?
Yes.
Like, goes for anybody with a complicated-esque name. You know, if you ever have that where you say your name and then people say what they think it should be. And it's like, no. That's not what I said at all. Like, it's not.
Just like if your name, like, say your name was Monica and they'd be like, oh, Monica? No!
I just said Monica. My name! Like, I literally just told you what my name was.
Like, come on. Like,
no, not like Gabrielle, because
it's not like Gabrielle
it's
at all.
It's not. Like, it is just funny, though.
Just like every time. Oh, no, it's true, because every time in the emails all the time, the people that don't know Gabrielle at all,
oh my goodness,
decides they want to put, hey, Chad and Gabby.
Like,
I'm sorry. Gabby is not short for Gabrielle, first of all.
But the funniest thing is...
Be Gabby.
I mean, and I get it, because most people are not Gabrielle. They're Gabrielle. So you're used to Gabby's. But if you are emailing me for business, you have probably been to my Instagram and seen that it's Gabe Flowers. So why you would go with Gabby instead of Gabe is the funniest thing to me. I think people just, like, you're just used to, it's just one of those things, I guess. People are just used to nicknames and they just assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I get all the time, though, you know, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm Chad. I'm like, Jason? No, I said Chad.
You totally don't get that. At all.
So every time that I'm like, hey, nice to meet you, I'm Chad. Peter? No, I didn't say it. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous. It's the worst. It is the worst. People annoy me, I swear. It's the worst.
Won't you cue the music?
All right, I'm going to cue it.
Ooh, you weren't ready. Oh, Chad.
So beautiful, man.
Oh, thank you. I take your breath away. You choke me up. What movie was that from?
Top Gun, that you've not seen. But you know that song, though.
When I asked you that, I immediately in my mind was like, I think it's Top Gun.
It was.
Which, you're bad that I haven't watched this yet. We have talked about
it. We're about to watch it in 4K.
Top Gun is one of Babe's favorite movies, and I have never seen
Top Gun 2 is coming out in 2021.
And we talk about this. Every time we talk about this, I'm like, I mean, all you got to do is say, let's watch Top Gun, and I'll watch it. But you ain't saying it yet, so
it ain't that easy.
It is. Next time we try to figure out what we're going to watch.
I'm going
to
say, let's watch it.
We'll watch Top
Gun. Okay, I got it.
Is that what I'm going to look like?
Okay, whatever. I got
If you're listening to us, you've got to come over and watch us on YouTube. Jeez. Just Louise, do you need to drink some of this good water you have right next to you?
Man, I've been running, y'all. I've been clearing out the system. I've been clearing out the system.
Is that normal, though?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think you need to go to the doctor.
Because I'm coughing a little bit?
Yes. I think you just need to have... When's the last time you had a physical?
I don't know. I physically don't know.
Exactly. If you don't remember the last time you had a physical, it's probably
I physically, spiritually, and emotionally do not know the answer to that question.
I think you need to go and have a physical.
Gabrielle.
You know what? All right, chat. What is it that you called me the other day? You said my name, but you say it funny. This is something new.
Gabrielle.
It's something you just started. Where did you get that?
I have no clue.
Back then. We need to take a break. We need to start.
I'm good. I'm good.
Are you sure?
So good.
I don't know where you got that from, but you started saying it.
Gabriel. It's just fun to say.
It cracks me up every time.
It's so fun to say. Like, because if I say Gabriel, it's not as fun.
Gabriel. It's a face, though.
Gabriel. Gabriel.
You guys, I just learned a fact about Chad today that I did not know.
It's the funniest thing ever.
And I'm trying to figure out, did I really not know this, or did I just forget?
We've talked about this.
Apparently Chad has broken his hand before, and I never knew that. I thought that you had broken your wrist before. Did I make that up? Maybe I just interchanged the two.
You interchanged the two.
So you didn't break your wrist. What happened to your? Something happened to your wrist.
Yes, I had a issue where I don't know, something was like wrapped around the nerve, and it's a big old ball right here, and so now I have this. I don't know if y'all can see that. Probably can't see that, but it was like
they can see it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, okay. Bring it back.
But yeah, so there's a big scar there because I had to have surgery on it because it was impairing, like. My hand making it like numb and
was it like a fleshy mass like I had?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was a ganglion cyst.
A ganglion cyst, and I had it removed. I'll show you my scar too.
I know we cute.
We're scars.
Let's have our scars kiss.
Scar twins.
Let's have our scars kiss.
It's hard to focus it. There we go.
Hey girl.
I had that removed in 20 something.
What's your name, girl?
Get out of here. So I thought that you had your wrist broken, but it was your hand that you had broken.
Yeah, I've twisted the wrist, but I don't think I've ever broke the wrist, though. I've had to have a cast on it, but I don't think I broke it, though.
Well, I learned something.
See, you can tell the difference. See right there? See the
knuckle?
Yeah, see the difference? See how it runs out right there?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, no, I don't see the difference, but I do see it.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So cute.
I was like, well, what else don't I know? That was a fact that I was like, he was talking about it, and I was like, wait a minute, pause. You broke your hand? Were you you were grown. Cause you
I broke
you
in my hand. You broke in your hand?
Did I say broke
it? Yes, Gabrielle.
I did not say broke
it. I broke it in my hand.
You said you were working on a Humvee, so you were grown.
Yeah, I was grown. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was in the army.
That's hilarious.
That's a sucky place. Place to break it though, because you, especially on your hand,
your dominant
you write with.
Hand, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So now that we've done a whole bunch of rambling, what's going on? How are you guys doing? Hopefully, you're having a good week.
Championship gear arrived today.
He's got on his new gear that he's quite excited about.
Roll tears eyes.
I feel like the lighting just. Did something
swapped
crazy.
Up on us.
Swapped
up. Swapped up on us. It broke it on us. How dare it broke it?
I cannot deal with you. Okay.
Cannot deal with you.
Let's see. What else is going on? This week has been kind of kind of a chill week. Not much has happened. Yeah,
not much has happened. Been pretty easy.
Yeah.
Easy week. I mean, we've got some stuff done. We had to film a video this weekend, so we did a little finishing touches to that yesterday. Gabriel hooked that up.
Yep. And I think it turned out good that they were sending feedback.
Feedback.
Who song is that?
Feedback. Sierra.
Nope.
I don't know.
Light skin, dark skin, my Asian persuasion.
Ooh, what song is that? Janet?
Good job.
Okay. I knew the word. Job. Once you did that part, the feedback I didn't remember, but once you did that part.
Good job. You got it, man. You got it.
But yeah, so.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Yeah, no, it's been a good week. Easy week. Very uneventful so far.
I mean, it's only Tuesday, though. Ooh, we are filming on a Tuesday. Been a minute since we've done that. We've been getting in these last minute Wednesday episodes, so I feel like we are prepared.
Yeah, we are preparated H this week.
Preparated H, look at that. Okay, so should we get into some questions?
Let's get into some questions.
Asking all them questions.
While you're looking for that, I'm gonna get into our one and only sponsor for this here podcast.
Okay, you do that.
We've talked about them before, Thrive Market. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, Thrive Market is great because, you know, they have, you know, different healthy foods, snacks, body care products. I mean, they really have a ton of different products on there, and it's super, a lot to choose from. And it's very, very easy to search. So if you want to search for a certain kind of product or a certain kind of food, then you just type it up in the search box. I mean, it literally brings up anything that's relating to that. And I've not had any instance where I searched for something and it brought me somewhere completely different. Like, it always does a really good job of providing, you know, just all the answers that you need so you can shop very quickly and easily on their website. So, basically what Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop by 70 plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. Skip the store and the lines. Enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members can save an average of $32 on every order. I mean, each time we've ordered, we've always saved. I mean, so, and you'll see where that comes in handy when I talk about the membership prices, where that savings actually pays for your membership. So that's great. Thrive Market has the best selection of high quality, healthy, and sustainable products online. Buy thousands of wholesome food, home, and beauty products curated just for members. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need: organic and essential groceries, clean beauty, safe supplements, and non-toxic home. Plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. And their products are ethically sourced. Thrive Market is good for you and the planet. Orders of $49 or more are shipped for free and delivered with carbon neutral shipping from their zero waste warehouses. When you join, you give back. Through Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. So that's pretty awesome. We love working with brands that give back. So for you, description box or the show notes, if you're listening or watching, the call to action is, we want you to take advantage of this. Join Thrive Market today to get 25% off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/LMO. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/LMO to get the exclusive offer of 25% off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else, so go to thrivemarket.com/LMO. Check them out.
What is that that's beeping?
That's probably a battery.
It's not a battery that needs to be. It's been beeping all day.
All of our little sensors. So I just replaced a bunch of, like, batteries. You know, those little small round batteries, like those sensors. Excuse me. When they start getting low, it starts to beep, lets you know.
Alarm sensors.
Let you know that a battery's low. Okay. For one of the sensors. So I'll just go replace it. I've got some extras.
What is it?
What is it, Gabriel? Right.
Gabriel. Okay, let's get into questions from our new 1 to 3,000 book. I did order a couple more. They'll be here tomorrow. So we'll
have double dilly a dog. We'll dare you?
A new book next week.
A double dilly a dog. Dare you?
What does that even mean,
Gabrielle? Oh my God! To ask me a question.
Pick a number, Sean.
Oh, I'm gonna do you 2,000. That's right. No, let's go with 125.
Beginning. Okay. That's much easier. What's the craziest sound you've heard a bird imitating?
A bird imitating? Move on. Yeah.
You're like, I'm not even about this.
I don't want to dive into that because I have no clue. Give me another. I'm not Usher and I'm not diving in on that one.
Give me another number.
135.
What's the best prank you've pulled on someone? Have you ever pranked anybody?
Have I ever pranked somebody?
No, I'm trying to think. Have I ever pranked someone? Do people still do April Fool's things? I think they do. I ever done an April Fool's prank on you?
No.
We've talked about this.
Prank. Yeah, let's do 137.
Yeah. Okay. If you're unhappy with your current weight, what would your ideal weight be?
So I'm about 185.7 right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm cool with that weight.
Yeah.
But I think that I would like to be a solid 175. Like, I would like to carry, I think that would be like lean, but also, you know, carry the muscle that I want to carry.
Yeah. What'd you say?
175.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, because I mean, I'm 185, but my body fat percentage is probably 19-20%, mm-hmm. you know, at least. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm skinny, but I mean, body fat, you know, you have more body fat, you know, body fat than you realize, I would say quite often.
Yeah.
Especially skinny folks, we get it like for me, I get it in my belly, like in my mm-hmm. hips and waist and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, as I've gotten older, so if I eliminate that area, which, you know, I've already went down in the 2 weeks that I've been working out. And so, then yeah, 175, lean, strong, yeah. good endurance, ready for an Ironman.
Ready for an Ironman. What I've learned about ideal weight is that it is more than anything a mindset thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we literally have this number where we feel like, oh, when I weigh this number, I'm going to feel great. I'm going to be happy. And a lot of times you get there and you realize, dang, I'm still not really happy, or I'm still not really satisfied. And it's just interesting because and even me, like, I have my goal weight, you know, I've reached my goal weight and then I started a reverse. So I gained a little bit and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to eat at maintenance, blah, blah, blah. Then the holidays came and, you know, your girl was just, just eating, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the weight has gone up just a little bit and I'm like, man, if I can just get back down to that goal weight. But it's not even about the goal weight. Yeah. It's about what my body looks like. And what we have to realize is that weight fluctuates on Absolutely. A daily basis. Like, if you can get to a weight and stay there every single day, kudos to you, because weight, I mean, it just, anything can happen.
Yeah.
The wind can blow and your weight can go.
I mean, I went
but
to,
seriously, no, like.
I went to bed at 192 last night.
Yeah, it fluctuates so
I woke
much.
Up at 185. So, yeah, it just fluctuates. Yeah, I think I love what you're saying because it's true. Like, for me, I don't, the weight's not, I've never really cared about the weight for me. That's,
yeah.
It's about
the look.
And the feel. Mm-hmm. More importantly, the feel.
Yeah.
Because, and the reason I don't want to gain a ton of weight or be 175 versus 185, they say that you gain about 10 seconds of time on your run for every pound
interesting.
That you lose. So that's just kind of average, you know, obviously, because you think about it, 10 pounds.
10 pounds is
a lot, mm-hmm. you know, a lot more. If I was really good at math and I could do all that kind of cool, crazy stuff, then you think about how much more pounds of force that would be hitting
right,
the ground, that
right.
10 pounds, right? So, you know, you think about that, 10 pounds is, you know, what, 100 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, when you look at it,
that's dang near 2 minutes off of a time, mm-hmm. right? So, but it's also better on your knees. you know, things of that sort. So for me, that's, it's about the look and the feel more than the weight. I don't really care about the weight necessarily.
Yeah, because you could actually, you could get down to like 180 and be like, I might be, oh, bro, this I feel great here. You know, and a lot of times, sometimes that's what happens. It's like, you don't even get to your number before you're like, oh, so I don't really need to go down that far. Yeah, exactly. I actually look and feel good.
Right, what I want here. Right now.
Yeah, this is what I was searching for.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, don't get caught up on the scale. Celebrate the non-scale victories.
I, like, when you get caught up in scale, let's think about it, you know. Like, I think I heard this on, was it on TV last night? I heard somebody say that, it was in a show. He said, you know, what they, you know what they say about money? You can always have too much, but never enough.
Wait.
You can always have too much money, but never enough. Think about it.
I don't think I get it.
You can always have too much money, like more than you need.
Right.
But it's still never enough. Like, you want more.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So think about that when it comes to the scale and losing weight. Mm-hmm. You can always achieve, you know, like a lower weight, but is it going to be enough?
Right. Or are you going to be like, oh, maybe 5 more pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so if you're chasing the poundage, you're not necessarily chasing healthy.
Right.
And that's more important than the poundage.
Yeah, chasing the healthy habits and like, yeah, the strength. And are you sleeping better? Are you, do you have more energy? Those non-scale victories.
Can you go run 2 miles right now and just do it and enjoy it? Or, you know, or do 10 squats, walk up and down the stairs without being in pain. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Can you do all of those things? Because that's more important.
That's more important
than, you know, being 113 pounds when you should be 130 to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and I get it. Like, we're not saying it's not good to have a number. Like, you may start with a number, and then as closer you get, is what we're saying, is you may realize you don't even have to get to that.
Be open-minded.
Comfortable with where you are. Yeah. So that was a good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 630.
It's different than I got that question versus
I know versus
you as
me.
The
yeah
as the coach.
It's fine.
I know a little something about fitness.
Weight is, it's just one of those things. It's just such a sensitive, man. This is one of those things.
What'd you say? 627?
I said 630.
630.
627. Where you get 627?
I don't know. Okay. With what items do you always go for quantity over quality?
With what items do I always go quantity over quality?
Not sure I can think of one myself.
I know, that's what I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think of what I want like more of versus just quality. I mean, bad habits for me, I know what it is. Shoes, but
I mean, but you want quality.
I do, but
you don't. Yeah. I mean,
sometimes, but I've been known to buy some shoes that I didn't necessarily
just
like. They weren't like my favorite, but they were close. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So is that quality? That's more of quantity. Having something versus having what I really wanted.
I don't know. I can't think of an answer for that. Do y'all have an answer for that? What? Because I'm like drawing a blank. You need a different number. 735 or 635.
Okay. That's the fun one I was just looking at. That's
was it really?
Yeah. Other than water, what would you most like to jump into a pool of? Daddy.
You like
to jump into a pool of me.
A pool of money, okay? As long as I can take it all with me.
All right.
That's an interesting question. I can't think of anything else I'd want to jump in.
Shea butter.
Shea butter.
I know it's shea butter. I just love saying chia butter.
You really do. As long as I've known you, you've called it chia butter. Like, it's just,
but I know it's thing. I know it's shea butter. I just it's just funny. It's just hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those questions.
Well, let's see.
Give you another one. Well, I actually answered that question.
Okay,
so give me another number.
713.
Ooh. If you could have afternoon tea with a world leader, who would it be?
Dang, a current world leader, or could have been a former world leader?
I mean, I don't think
because that'd be Barack Obama.
I don't feel like the specifics matter.
Because it'd be like, that'd be Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I would love to sit down with old Barack.
Old Barack.
I'd love to sit down with him because he just seems like a cool dude. Mm-hmm. Like
he does, right?
I feel like
seems
we would,
really cool. Him I feel and
like
Michelle.
We'd be, yeah, him and Michelle. But yeah. I feel like we'd be having, I think we'd be laughing our butts off.
I feel like you guys would probably.
We play some basketball together because he likes playing basketball.
Yeah.
But no, I think the, no, because I'm listening to his book right now, The Promised Land. And
I need to start listening. I bought it. I don't know. The mug is thick.
It's very thick. It's only volume one. So
like it's so thick.
It's volume one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to it.
But it's a he reads it though, so it's great. Nice he reads it, so it's book. Great.
Oh yeah, so yeah. I got definitely listen to it.
But yeah, no, I think that would be a great a great sit down. Just yeah. I mean, he has so much knowledge, so much experience, and that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna go with 808.
Boom. And heartbreaks. Let's reset.
Closer.
808. If Italy is boot-shaped, what shape can be used to describe your country?
There is no shape. It's like a rectangle with pieces off the with pieces off the side.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I think I feel like a rectangle is the closest thing.
Yeah, I agree.
That question was a wiggity whack. Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity whack. This is the last one. I'm not going to keep answering questions, but we always get these books and they just don't be about to write.
19. Where you been? Gabriel. I need you to answer me right now. Right now. What's your best tumbleweed moment story?
I don't even understand that. What does that mean?
You know, the tumbleweed blows across the thing.
I know, but I don't get it.
I don't either, yeah.
Like where I seen one or a moment that I don't.
Which one of your online usernames would be a great name for a brand? Gabe Flowers. Right. Gabe Babe TV.
Gabe Flowers.
Gabe and Babe.
Gabe Fix Fitness.
Let's make out.
Gabe and Babe. All of them, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Well, hell.
Okay, do you believe in ghosts and have you ever seen one?
I do believe in ghosts. Yeah, I believe in ghosts and spirits and angels and all of the things. I have not personally had an encounter with a ghost, though. Like,
yeah,
I've never had an encounter with one, but I definitely believe in them.
Yep. Same and same.
All right. So today, I think we've got a couple of Ask Gabe and Babes. I think you said we've got an update.
Yeah. Let me find it.
Update. Original story. My best friend thought I was hitting on her. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Y'all might remember this one. So, hey, Gabe and Chad. Hey.
What up?
First of all, I would like to say thanks so much for answering my question and that I absolutely love you both so much. You guys are so inspiring. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I wanted to update you guys on my situation with my ex-best friend who made the claim that she thought I was hitting on her. Me reaching out for and hearing your advice really helped me, or in better words, made me feel like I wasn't crazy. Because oftentimes when I'm expressing my feelings towards anything, I'm told that I'm blowing things out of proportion. When I wrote that message, I was in a horrible place and realized how impactful a friendship breakup was. And on top of grieving the loss of the relationship, everything became extremely confusing. We didn't unfriend each other on social media, but she would not miss an Instagram story I would post. But as I began getting the courage to let go and heal, my life flourished tremendously. The two biggest things being that my side business began to thrive and I gained a whole new best friend, which has been a total blessing in my life. It'll be a year of friendship on February 22nd. That is so awesome.
That's exciting.
She's done more for me in such a short amount of time than any 10 plus year friendship has ever done for me. However, so much has happened between me and my ex-best friend since the last time I emailed you guys. To save time, she finally reached out to me, and quite oddly, the times that she called, I was never by my phone. We text and came to a consensus that one day we'd meet up and talk things out. For me, this meant closure, and I love closure. Some time went on, and her calling became more consistent after my uncle passed on December 8th. I never answered because I didn't know how to talk to her, but we finally talked on the phone, and we didn't have the hash it out talk, but just a casual conversation. And I will admit that I am mad and satisfied all at the same time. I'm satisfied because of the way she carried the conversation and the things she said. I could tell she missed me. That fed my ego big time, but my anger and frustration is towards the fact at how organic the conversation was. I tried to stay guarded, but it felt like old times. Maybe I'm wrong or mean, but I'm mad because I wanted every reason to be able to write her off because I was fine without her. I'm finally happy with my life, but her approach to the conversation we had just seems so pure. So I guess my question now is, what would you guys do in this situation? I try not to be hugely involved with the Zodiac, but I am a Scorpio, and I've realized that we are quick to cut people off, especially when you've done us wrong. So am I just being quick draw with the scissors? I need some help. Signed, the anonymous best friend. So shout out to you. Yes. And your thriving business and your new bestie. Hey.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear about your uncle.
So sorry to hear about your uncle. It is proof that you can still develop friendships as an adult. I feel
during
like
during a pandemic.
That is the hardest thing. During a pandemic. Yeah, I feel like that is the hardest thing sometimes as adults is cultivating friendships. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this multiple times. So here's my thing. It's perfectly okay for you to not be mad at her and to not have to cut her off, but for your relationship, if you choose to have one, to look different. It's totally okay for her to become an acquaintance where she used to be a best friend. Now she has moved to the acquaintance. Like, it's okay. I don't want you to feel like you have to do something just because you guys had this conversation. It was cool. It was cordial. Maybe you didn't get the closure you were looking for, but maybe that was the closure you were looking for. Like, okay, we can exist and not hate each other or not, you know, just realize that our time as best friends has come to an end, and now it's time to move into the next phase of whatever our relationship looks like if we choose to have a relationship. Yeah. Like, I don't think that you need to do anything differently. And I mean, you control the narrative. If you don't want to have a conversation with her anymore, then you're totally okay to do that. But if you feel like you should or you want to, like, don't fight that feeling. It doesn't have to look like what it looked like before.
Yeah, and I think that people oftentimes, you know, don't miss things until it's gone, you know, and they take it for granted while they have it. And it seems like that could have been the situation where she might have taken this friendship for granted and you know, and kind of was you know,
yeah,
just,
that's a good point.
You know, what writing it off, you know, and then she never thought you would just be like, you know what, I'm fed up. I'm done. I'm cutting this off for now. It's healthier for me. I don't think she ever thought that was going to happen. And so kudos for you for doing that, choosing yourself.
Yep.
Because that's what you need to do. And I think, you know, I think that I always tell Gabriel this is that, you know, just because you were best friends doesn't mean you are best friends. Still, like, that can change. Relationships can change. Doesn't mean you can't be best friends. So I think that right now you are in a place now where you guys have taken your time apart. You've grown. Things have really started to blossom for you. You're finding happiness, and it's not relying on someone else's opinion or someone else being in your life. It's for you. You're making it happen, you know. And so now, this person, you know, has conversation. You have a great conversation. It does not mean you have to jump back into best friend status.
Right.
Right. You can, again, like Gabriel said, you are now, you're starting fresh, starting anew. Whatever it develops into, who knows at this point? But this is where you have a new opportunity to, you know, go into this, whatever it could be, with no expectations.
Yeah.
Right. If you guys are going to start fresh, start new, rebuild, then that's great. But don't have the expectations that you guys are gonna be best friends and let's make it all like it was, because you don't want it to be like it was.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
You left it for a reason. So you don't want so many people get back into relationships or hold on to something that was, you know, and then they have this time apart from somebody and they're like, oh, but they treated me so good in high school. Or they treated me so good 3 years ago when we were in a relationship. But you left. Right. So obviously it wasn't that great. So don't.
And even if they change, that doesn't mean I have to give you a second chance.
It doesn't mean you have to.
That
but
we have to go back just because you've.
But you don't
changed.
Get to be. You don't get. Here's the thing. What I always, you know, hope people do is that hold on to the good stuff. Yes. But don't forget the bad stuff. Mm-hmm. Because if you forget the bad stuff and you hold on to the good stuff, guess what's going to happen? Is you're setting yourself up for potential failure. And that sucks to say, but it's the truth. Because
you put yourself back in the
You
same.
Put yourself in the position of forgetting about why you left or why you wanted out of something just because of the good times. Yeah. The good times are great, but you need to have the good times all the time, not just when they want to give them to you, right? So I think that this opportunity for you is you no longer need her to survive, to make things happen.
Yeah.
You guys have both moved on, you know, and what happens is whatever happens, but take it slow, take your time,
yeah,
and have no expectations of it of it being anything, you know?
Great.
So good luck.
Good luck. We're keep us updated again.
Yes. Like, let's get another update. Right?
Keep us updated.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's exciting.
People come and go, and, you know, everybody's not meant to be there for the whole book of your life. Sometimes it's just a chapter, and that's okay.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're excited for it. That's awesome to hear that you're in a better place.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm my freaking...
She over here messing with her, I can hear it. I'm like, what you doing, Shout?
I was just moving my leg, and it's crackling. Yeah, I twisted my ankle. I probably told y'all this. I don't remember, but, like, 2 weeks ago.
She's
and
a mess.
It's... Today it was hurting her today. Right. It's been hurting, so
she put it back on. Breaks. I'm very happy she did.
And it's pissing me off.
You're pissing me off. Pissing me off.
There's literally not a single song that we can't take and turn it into something else. Okay.
True.
Oh, we got a whole picture from somebody.
All right, another person named Anonymous. What's up, Anonymous? Hey, Gabe and Babe. I'm a 39-year-old black anonymous woman from Warner Robins, Georgia. My husband and I have been together since we were 15. We were high school sweethearts. We've now been married for 14 years and just had our first child.
Oh, congrats.
Congrats. My question is, how do I get my husband to be more affectionate? He never tells me he loves me unless I say it first and he's saying it back. Doesn't love on me or kiss me and never compliments me. I know for a fact that he does love me, but he never says it. When I asked him why, he says that he'd rather show me than tell me because people use the word love too loosely to the point where it doesn't mean anything. When I ask why he never compliments me, he gets upset. But here's the shit kicker. That's what I call cowboy boots, shit kickers. We could be at a store or just out and about, and he'll notice the nail collar on a random woman and say, that's a pretty collar, but never compliments me when I get my mani-pedi. It behooves me that a stranger will compliment me, but my husband won't. I always tell him that he smells good or looks nice, and I never love her.
Wait, go back, because I feel like you lost me. Somebody at the store will compliment on her, or he will compliment on somebody at the store?
Well, he compliments on a woman, says that, you know, that's a pretty color on her nails.
Oh, okay.
But never compliments me when I get a mani or a pedi.
Okay.
it's strange to me that that a stranger will compliment me, but my husband won't.
Okay, got it.
I always tell him that he smells good or looks nice, and I never leave or hang up with the phone without saying I love you in hopes that he would start doing the same. And then she said, I'll insert a pic. P.S. I love the way Chad loves you. Signed, get you a Chad. That's hilarious.
not get you a Chad.
That's hilarious.
Beautiful. You're beautiful, girl. Thank you for the picture. It's nice to put a face with the...
Yeah, it's first time I think anybody's sent a picture. You don't have to send a picture, but that's the first time.
No, I don't think it's the first time. Somebody else has sent a picture before, I think, of their family.
Oh, yes. We have gotten some family pictures. Yeah, so...
Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to let you start, babe.
Yeah, so what I would say... is absolutely women a wife, a woman, you know, a mother, like, deserves to be complimented, deserves to be, you know, celebrated, deserves to be, you know, like, talked, you know, talked good about, like, saying, you know, like, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're amazing, like, you know, complimented, just, you know, and I think that the comment of saying it's used too loosely, and, you know, it's just a cop out. It's just, it's this, this ego that men hold on to that, like, you know, I ain't got to say it, you know, you see it, like, but I'm asking you to say it.
Right.
So I need you to say it. Right. So, if I didn't feel that you love me, I wouldn't be here. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think that, what I would recommend first and foremost is do the five love languages.
Yeah.
And use this as an opportunity to spend some time together, but say, hey, it seems like it's hard for him to accept this conversation. So maybe say, hey, I would love to do this book with you because I would love to know how I can be, you know, an even more supportive wife to you. Like, what makes you tick? You know, what makes you feel loved? But see, the flip side is he's going to learn how you want to be loved.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, don't say that you want it so that he can learn.
No, yeah. Flip it. Say, I want to know how I can love you as a, be a better wife to you and be more supportive. And then, flip side, he's going to learn how you want to be loved, and he has no excuse at that point because you guys are going to do this together, and he'd be like, and then, you know, it's a great way to open the conversation of, this is why when you tell me you love me, it makes me feel this way.
Right.
Or when you compliment me, it makes me feel this way. Like, I'm a words of affirmation person. Mm-hmm. So when Gabriel gives me a compliment, it fills me up. Right. So, but see, we wouldn't have fully known that, had we not done the five love languages, five love languages. So I would say start there. Yeah. You know,
it's by Gary Chapman.
By Gary Chapman. Great book.
Great book. I think we have a link in the show notes.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Keep it there. Because it is like the best thing that any couple could do is read that book together.
But yeah, but then I would say, yeah, absolutely. Don't let go of the fact that you deserve to be complimented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you deserve to be appreciated. So that you do. So don't get jaded. Handle this. Immediately talk to him, try to get him to do this five love languages.
Yeah.
You know, so that you don't start. I think that women sometimes get to the point where they start undervaluing themselves because they're not, you know, maybe not hearing it enough or whatever. But what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. Like, don't let it affect your,
how you feel about yourself.
Your self-esteem
and
your confidence level. But also, I'm curious. I mean, and I won't know this, but I'm curious to know, has he always been like this? Like, y'all have been together since high school, and y'all said you've been married for how long? It was a long time. I think 14 years. I'm just curious if he's always been like that, or if this is something that has happened more recently. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I'm just interested to know if you've been going this long unhappy with not getting these compliments from your husband. Yeah, like that's interesting to me. But then also, call me crazy, but the next time he offers up a compliment about somebody else, I would be like, you know, it really makes me feel some kind of way that you are very observant when it comes to other women, but not as observant when it comes to me. And it doesn't have to be said in a aggressive or a,
so take a beat and breathe before you say something.
Attacking something. But I would definitely bring that up.
Absolutely.
Because he needs to know. And I don't care if you feel like homegirl's toes is cute, her pink fingernail color is cute, if you think it's cute, buy it for me and say, hey, I saw this and I thought maybe you know what I'm saying, I thought it would be cute on you. Or think it to yourself. I don't want to hear it, especially if you're not complimenting me. Like, bruh.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself. Okay? Like, so the next time he does that, I would take that opportunity, maybe not right in that moment, but maybe a little bit later that day, like, hey, you know, it makes me feel this way when you compliment other women or you notice things about other women, and I kind of feel like you don't notice when
on
I
me.
Do these things
yeah.
or you don't compliment these things with me. I feel like that is definitely something he needs to know. because, you know, he doesn't know that how you feel about it unless you say it. So I don't know if you've mentioned it before, but I definitely feel like it is worth mentioning.
Yeah, absolutely. We grown. I mean, if you're in a relationship, absolutely, in a marriage, and you feel some kind of way, then you should be able, you've got to express it, and you should be able to express it. And, you know, and if there's an issue with being able to express it and it not being receptive, you know, accepted at all, or that person not being receptive to it, that's a bigger issue. Mm-hmm. So let's hope it's not that issue. Let's pray it's not that issue. But yes, if it bothers you, which it should,
yes,
absolutely should. It's absolutely wrong. 100% man, you know, man right here saying it, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. I mean, your compliments, you should have 100,000 compliments, and all 100,000 of them should be going to your wife.
Yes.
Like, you know, like the only other person I compliment is, you know, my mother-in-law,
right?
My mom, Nana, you know.
So I wouldn't let that go on too much longer. When it happens, bring it up.
Because that can fester. Yeah.
And even if you feel like it hasn't happened, or maybe you're in a position now where it's not happening very often, it's totally okay to bring it back or bring it up in conversation. But yeah, I think that what Chad said, literally the five love languages, was a game changer for us. Like, it was really eye-opening to see how each other felt loved. And it could just be that he needs to read it instead of hearing it from you. Maybe that'll jar up, you know, some action on his part, seeing it or reading it in the book versus just hearing you say it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, but yeah, I the whole, like, it's used too loosely,
I think it's a cop out.
I don't care how loosely it's used. I'm your wife.
Here's the thing,
but I should be the one person.
The funny thing about this statement, the funny thing about that statement, the part that does not make any sense at all, is who anybody else using it is not even a factor in your relationship.
It's true.
So
it doesn't matter how people use
it. So who cares about other people?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you say it to your wife, do you mean it?
Yeah.
When your wife says it to you, does she mean it?
Yeah.
Why does it matter what anybody else is doing, or how anybody else is using it? How does that affect your life in any way?
You know?
It doesn't. So it's a cop out, and you've got to get to the bottom of why.
Mm-hmm.
Why that's being used as an excuse, because that is just an absolute horrible excuse from, you know, I mean, I couldn't fix my mouth to say it because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Like, if you're in a relationship, if you're in a marriage, don't ever feel like your desires aren't warranted. Yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of these questions stem from, it's like, well, is it okay for me to require him to do this, or for me to ask him to do this, or her to do this? Absolutely. Like, that should be your one goal in your relationship, is to do whatever it takes to please your partner.
Meet the desires of your partner.
That's the whole point. Like, what's the point of us being together if you over here unhappy because I won't do something, and I won't do it because I got too much ego or too much pride, and I feel like it's gonna make me look a certain way? Like, what's the point? Like,
so you should be, there should be area. So you should both want to be meeting the desires of God, and then meeting the desires of each other,
mm-hmm,
and then meeting the desires and the needs of your children.
Yeah.
Right. Of your family. Like, but I mean, desire should be, you should want to meet those.
Exactly.
Right. Like, our kids, when they ask for a toy, there's times where we're like, you know what? We want to get those to you, but you don't need that right now.
Right.
You have, you know, and that's okay. But sometimes, you know, but every time they ask for a toy, part of you says, you know, I want to get them that toy.
I know.
You know what I mean? Because you want to meet their desires.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, you want to see them happy. You want to see them smile.
Exactly.
Like,
but that's how it should be.
Yeah, that's how it should be. So don't ever feel like your requests are, I mean, sure, of course, there could probably be some random ridiculous,
you
want to
jump off a bridge with no bungee cord or something.
I mean, but you know, within reason. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you guys get it. If you desire something, it should totally be brought up in conversation. You should never feel like you cannot have this conversation based off of their response or what their response is going to be. And, like, if you feel that way, then there definitely needs to be some digging deeper there. Because, you know, I would say that it would stem from a lack of good communication if you don't feel comfortable bringing up your desires.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hope that this helps, and keep us posted. Let us know how the conversation goes.
Absolutely.
Have the conversation, especially now you guys are having a, you guys have had a baby, and you know, things change, dynamics change. Like, more than anything now, you need to be addressing, you know, your desires and your needs. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Your marriage has to stay number one still, you know, like you still have to continue to cultivate that relationship.
Absolutely.
Having a child makes that more difficult. So you can't let it slip.
Yeah.
And so, because you're wanting to look at the, you know, 18 years later, after that child has left and went to college,
right,
you got to look at each other in the face. You want to be able to look at that person and say, you know what, man, I'm so happy I'm still married to you.
Absolutely.
So we wish you the best, and we hope that, you know, you take our advice on the book at least.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. And pray about it. Pray about what you should do. Ask God for you know, advice, and and we're excited to see a positive update in the future.
Yes, that is right.
We're speaking into an existence.
Yeah. So that's all we got for today.
That's it.
Just a couple Ask Gabe and Babes, you know. Yeah. We hope that you enjoyed. If you are listening or you are watching and you have a situationship, a dilemma, a question, you want some advice from just us.
From we're not Chet and Gabrielle.
We're not professionals, but you know, we can give you our opinion and our take on things. Feel free to send your questions. You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. You can put hashtag AskGabeAndBabe in the subject so that we know. You can reach out to us on our socials, Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter, Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Everywhere. And then we'd love if you would rate and review this podcast wherever you are listening. So if you're watching, thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that. And then also on, you know, Spotify, Amazon, podcast, all the good stuff. We would just appreciate
Apple.
That. Apple, yeah, we'd love the we'd love just to see that feedback, and we really appreciate you know, leaving that positive feedback for us.
Yeah, you guys. So
yeah.
We'll see you back next week. Same time. Same place.
That's
it's
right.
Gonna be February next week.
It will be February
on our next episode, maybe the episode after that. This is gonna be love month, you guys. We're coming up on freaking
it'll be February next
love
week.
Month. So what do you guys want to talk about in the month of February? You know, Valentine's Day, all of that good stuff, any relationship topics you want us to cover, let us know.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll talk to you guys next time.
That's right.
Bye.
Deuces.